At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Going to get to what Shane Beamer had to say in his press conference in just a minute. But this is the reveal of all reveals, Cole, because you said you weren't going to do it until later on in the week. But you are confident that you have your upset pick that's going to hit. Temple U, T U for University. Cherry and the white. Oh, the cherry and the white. You got it yet, Diesel? You got it yet?
That's Temple.
Temple, baby. We're going with the Owls?
Yeah. How about that?
I'm going to try this again. See if you can deal with me.
I don't have the words in front of me.
It's just fight. T for Temple, U for that's bad.
I've been working on the railroad. She's been working on the railroad.
It's supposed to be
UGA.
It's supposed to be T for Temple.
That's just a ripoff of the Georgia fight song.
What are they saying right there? I gotta back it up. Oh, it's T for Temple, U, and they drag out the U. You hear that?
Huh?
For University, fight. For the cherry and the white, we'll fight.
Okay.
There you go. Temple, baby. Give me Temple over East Carolina. The home dog is getting 5.5 points. East Carolina, rather, is getting 5.5 points. Temple, Diesel, how about this? 5-3. East Carolina's 4-3. They're both in the American Conference.
I picked East Carolina twice this year, and they screwed me both times.
Well, I'm going to make them pay for it. This game's at the link. You know, it's an NFL stadium. It's hard for East Carolina to come up there and play in an NFL stadium. It's just going to be
tough. Most of those guys will never play in an NFL stadium again.
No, they won't. So, again, East Carolina on the road is favored by 5.5, and I'm going with the Owls, baby.
Who?
We're going Temple, all in for Temple. We're going to fight for the cherry and the white. And Temple is going to upset East Carolina on Saturday. And my upset pick's going to hit for 5.5 points.
You know, I am just sad that every year we don't have at least one Hooters Bowl where Temple versus FAU versus Kennesaw State versus Rice can happen.
There should be a rule.
Yeah. That of those four teams, two of them have to play each other every single year in the Hooters Bowl. You can do it in Pensacola. You could do it in Myrtle Beach. You could do it in Daytona. Wherever you want to do it.
Okay.
And in John Daly's backyard, God.
Yeah.
Just the Hooters Bowl.
The Hooters Bowl. Now, who was your upset pick?
My upset pick was Nebraska +6.5 over USC.
Now, do you want to, do you know Hell Varsity is the name of their fight song? Do you want a chance with it here? Nebraska's fight song? You heard this before, by the way? There is no place like Nebraska. Yeah, yeah, we've heard this, right? Where the girls are the... Wait, is this real? No way.
Dan, how do you feel about me taking your Nebraska Cornhuskers to win this weekend? I am struggling in the Upset Picks Challenge.
You've got to see these lyrics, Diesel. These are freaking hilarious. I'm going to read them to you. I just posted the video. So this is their fight song. There is no place like Nebraska. Dear old Nebraska, you... Where the girls are the fairest and the boys are the squarest of any old school that I knew.
Where the grass is green and the girls are pretty?
What does that mean? The girls are fair and the boys are square?
Is that where Axl Rose got the inspiration for Paradise City?
Maybe. Where they are all true blue. They're talking about blue and their colors are red. We'll all stick together for dear old Nebraska U. It's a mid fight song.
But it's the University of Nebraska. It's not Nebraska University. It's UN, not NU.
Wait a minute. Are you contradicting the fights? Let me start it over.
Did they flip-flop?
It's Nebraska University, right?
Is it?
Or what? No, what'd you say?
I thought it was the University of Nebraska.
Oh, man, I don't know. Now you've got me. It says, dear old Nebraska U, where the girls are the fairest and the boys are the squarest.
It is the University of Nebraska.
So you were right.
They got it wrong.
Wait a minute.
In the fight, in their own
Diesel's
fight song.
Diesel's right, but the fight song's wrong.
Did they change it?
No. There's
they,
no way.
Did they do a flip-flop?
There's
a
no way.
Swap.
I'm going to read it to you again. I know this is riveting radio. There is no place like Nebraska.
Dan's just happy to hear the fight song played
That's
over the
true.
Air.
Dear old Nebraska U, where the girls are the fairest and the boys are the squarest of any old school that I knew. So I think you're on to something.
Wow, was that the ideal of male masculinity in Nebraska?
I don't know.
Whenever they wrote that fight song in the 1920s, square men.
Listen to this part. Listen to this. This is funny. We'll all stick together in all kinds of weather for dear old Nebraska U. That's so corny. You see what I did there? Corny? You get it? No comment? You like this? What are you reading?
I'm Googling, is it University of Nebraska or Nebraska University? It is the University of Nebraska system. Okay. So why does it say Nebraska U in the fight song?
That's a good question. There it is again, dear old Nebraska U, where the girls are the fairest and the boys are the squarest. That's my new favorite. I don't know, man. That the girls are the squarest.
I just found the Reddit Huskers thread.
Yeah.
And there's a thread named "It irrationally pisses me off anytime I hear this fight song. It's never made sense to me."
Oh, because of that?
Yeah.
Oh, so you're on to something there.
Yeah,
you're on
I guess
to something.
So.
It's catchy, but it's not more catchy than this. I think this is my new favorite fight song. Fight, fight, fight for the cherry and the white. We'll fight,
that
fight,
sounds
fight.
Like an SEC fight song.
Diesel, I like this. Could I become a Temple fan all of a sudden?
The tune is "She'll Be Working on the Railroad."
It kind of is. It kind of is. For the cherry and the white. I like it.
It sounds big, too.
I'm telling you, the people talking behind, not talking, but chanting behind it like you're ready to go to war. I might become a Temple fan all of it. Where's Temple at, by the way?
It's up north. You won't like it.
Is it?
Yeah, it's in Philly.
Oh, that's why they play at the Link.
Yeah.
They don't even have their own stadium.
No, they don't.
They don't even have their own stadium. That's bad.
I mean, they really only need probably like a 25,000, 30,000
They could just do pop-up bleachers, right? I mean, really? That's so bad. All right. Sorry, Beamer. Beamer spoke today.
Yeah. Let's hear what Shane Beamer had to say following a tough loss to Alabama at home.
It's a core value, Steve. Great to be back. I hope everybody that
He's
was
smiling.
At the exhibition basketball game and missed a teleconference the other day, hope you had a safe trip back and enjoyed that trip. We're back at it, obviously, with another opportunity this week to go compete. Got a big challenge in Oxford. Lane has done a phenomenal job at Ole Miss of elevating that program and sustaining success just year after year, the way they just continue to just be one of the top teams. It's impressive. Credit to him. I was texting with another SEC coach about a week ago that had played Ole Miss this season, and I hadn't seen a whole lot of Ole Miss on tape at that point other than Kentucky, because they had played Kentucky before we played Kentucky. And that coach that had played Ole Miss said, it's amazing, as good as Ole Miss was last year, they're better this year. This coach that had played them, and then you turn on the tape and you see what he's talking about, the quarterback that has transferred in is playing at a really, really, really high level.
So I want to stop it. That's a concern for me right there. And this goes back to the conversation we had at 5 o'clock today about Beamer. He said he was texting with another SEC coach. And that coach said it's amazing when you watch them on tape that they're better this year with Trinidad Chambliss than they were with Jackson Dart last year.
Yeah.
Now, he don't mean just quarterback. He means as a roster overall. So, Diesel, I think it's interesting that Beamer brings that up, because it goes back to what we just said in the 5 o'clock segment. Beamer and the Gamecocks had a really good year last year. They've had really good years before. How do you bridge that gap from having one good year to having consistent years? And again, I think that's that missing piece that we're talking about. This Ole Miss program, Diesel, Ole Miss is doing what South Carolina wants to do, and I think that's a concern.
Well, and they're doing it. This is what's interesting. I couldn't name off the top of my head Ole Miss's offensive coordinator and defensive coordinator. They're doing it with relative unknowns at those positions. And Shane Beamer's doing it with ex-NFL guys and Mike Shula. Now, I mean, it's a swing. Every time you hire somebody new like that, it's always a risk. You never know exactly how.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
They're going to be, especially when they're operating off of their resume from years ago. I mean, it makes sense in theory that Mike Shula would be a fine offensive coordinator at the college level. But I just, what impresses me about Ole Miss is maybe it's just because Lane Kiffin just sucks up all that attention that you don't hear about their OC in D.C.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because it does say something about their program and their consistency. Pete Golding is the defensive coordinator.
Okay.
Pete Golding, as you know, as we all know, spent time in Alabama as the defensive coordinator. You know who hired Pete Golding? Nick Saban.
Mm.
So he served as the defensive coordinator. He was promoted after being an assistant for like 2 years. He was at UTSA, Southern Miss, Delta State, Tusculum, and he worked his way up, Diesel, to being a premier coordinator in NCAA football, and Nick Saban hired him. What does Ole Miss do? in 2023, they go get the former Alabama DC. Pretty good, right?
And he would have been on staff at the same time as Lane Kiffin.
Correct. All right, well, ask me about the offense. Who's an offense? Who's the OC? Huh, just the son of Charlie Weiss, Charlie Weiss Jr. We all know Charlie Weiss. Look, the resume, a lot of it has to do with his dad. Now, he spent time at South Florida, right? He spent time at FAU. Weiss was with Jeff Scott, the former Clemson OC at South Florida, as Jeff Scott's OC and quarterbacks coach. So this guy's a good offensive coordinator. He's proven, has a proven track record, Diesel, and all of a sudden Lane Kiffin, who is a good coach, has got a really good DC and a really good OC.
When he's stacking really good talent around him, everything functions the way that it's supposed to.
So that's my whole thing. If Lane Kiffin can get those coordinators at Ole Miss, Beamer can get them at South Carolina. And we all want to believe in Beamer. We all want to believe he's the guy. I think he's got a great defensive coordinator in Clayton White. But he's got to go get an OC. He's got to go get a top-level, high-level OC. More Beamer.
The running back is a weapon, hardly ever comes off the field and just continues to produce. Receiving core is dynamic, size and athleticism, the offensive line position and tight end position, great run after the catch, skill on offense. Defensively, not a lot of new transfer portal guys that have come in on the back end, the back seven, but up front, a lot of the same guys that we went against last year. Four is a great pass rusher, and then the two tackles inside. It's not every day you line up and play a 6'8", 330-pound defensive tackle, but that's our challenge this week, and that'll be a challenge when we kick field goals too, because he's an absolute weapon on their field goal block team, being that long. So really impressive offensively, defensively, special teams-wise, coaching, everything that they're doing, coming off a huge win in Norman, because we know what that Oklahoma team is about. And then we're going into another hostile environment on the road on a Saturday night in the SEC. But awesome opportunity for our guys to go compete and looking forward to the challenge. So, know y'all got questions? Fire away.
I know y'all got questions.
They're really good offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator. I just hope I could be their special teams coordinator one day.
Golly.
Jeez. What do you not like about him, Shane?
I mean, telling you what, he's a great guy.
Shane, pretty off topic here, but a story broke yesterday that said the 2027 USC-Clemson football game could be played on a Friday or Thanksgiving weekend or the Saturday. If it went to a Friday, what would your opinion be?
Yeah, I saw that. That was news to me. Those are questions. I got more important matters to worry about right now, not when we're playing Clemson in 2027. Those are conversations, David, that Coach Tanner and I had, 2 years ago before the 23 season. There was talk about us potentially doing that. There was talk about the possibility of that happening last year. So I know it's been something that has been talked about at different times. I know Dabo has talked about it, his feelings, my feelings. You know, I always want to do what's best for the fans. I think it's great from an exposure standpoint because it would be the only game on. Everybody in the country was watching that Georgia Tech game last year that was on Friday night, including me, who stayed up way too late watching that game before a 12 noon kickoff at Clemson the next day. And I'm assuming our players were all up late, but they still won. Eyes of the country Friday night prime time. So there's a lot of positives from that standpoint. Certainly, you know, we're respectful of the high school programs that are playing playoff games on that weekend, potentially, or most likely, not just in South Carolina, but around. So I think there's a lot of different dynamics, but ultimately you want to do what's best for your team. You also want to do what's best for your fan base. And I think there's a lot of, you know, positives in it, and there's some drawbacks in it as well. But that's something that, you know, Jeremiah and I haven't even discussed, and that's down the road. So I don't think I really gave you an answer. I'm kind of indifferent towards it, and I see the positives on both ends of it.
Basically, we hadn't discussed that because I don't know if I'll be here when that happens, so there's no reason to discuss it. Right? No, all kidding aside, Dabo's made his thoughts very clear on it, Diesel, and a lot of it does have to do with high school being played on Friday nights, but I agree with Beamer. There's drawbacks, but there's also positives. The attention that you get nationally from being that Friday night game, I mean, he's right. Everybody's going to watch it in the country.
Yeah, it's such a back and forth, you know, ping pong match in my head. I mean, I would want to do what services our fans the best, not at the expense of trying to get some national TV viewers? Yeah. I mean, who are you, if it's a recruiting tool, who are you trying to recruit on by being on that Friday night that you're not going to already have had contact with? I mean, is that going to help you all of a sudden land a five-star that you otherwise wouldn't get? No, you're probably bringing into the game. So I don't know. To me, it's what's best for the fan, and I don't like that so many games have come off of traditional Saturdays, and they've been sent into non-traditional locations. At first, it was the neutral site game. Now it's turning into international games. Stop taking things away from the fans, and meanwhile, charging them more money for it.
I'm with you. I go back and forth. You know, would it be cool to have it on a Friday, be the only game? Sure, it would. But I also agree. I think what's best for the fans. I think that's the most important part. Well, I don't know. I think it's going to come, though. Don't you? I think it's going to happen.
I do. I do. These athletic directors, they don't think the same way we do. They think, how can we make more money? How can we put more eyeballs on our games? That's what they'll do.
Keith in TR, in quotes, says, Lane has done a good job at being everything I'm not.
Ooh.
Keith, taking shots.
Wow.
Diesel, we have time for a phone call real quick.
Yeah, let's grab this caller real quick. And I want to remind you, Tolos, the Upset Picks Challenge is open. 844-326-3663. Send us your upset picks.
Let's go to the phone lines. I know the music's playing, but we'll go to the phone lines real quick before we go to break. Kevin wants to weigh in. What's up, Kevin?
What's up, Mr. Cole?
What's up, man?
I just got in late, but I heard you talk about, you know, changing venues and fields, and I just want to weigh in real quick on this this line in the contract between South Carolina and Clemson for a potential move to Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not good for our state. It might be good for them colleges and the ratings, and I get it, but high school football still matters to us. You get callers that want to talk to you about high school football all the time. And that's the upper state and the lower state championship weekend.
Mm.
Every team strives to play on Black Friday.
Sure.
You're playing on Black Friday, you have a chance to go to state championship. And we shouldn't have to choose as fans between watching Clemson and Carolina or going and supporting our high school team that we all love. And, you know me, I bleed black and gold, baby.
Yeah.
I'm not going to watch the Gamecocks in Clemson if Gaffney miraculously is somehow playing on the upper state championship game. I just can't do that.
That's a good point.
My heart's going there. So
yeah, I like it.
I know it's a money grab. I get why they're doing it, but my fear is that if they keep on with stuff like this, it's going to turn into the NBA and NFL games that are going overseas. They're not making the money. They're making television money, but the fans that don't get to go, I don't like it. I'm dead set against it.
And I think that goes to – well, I appreciate it. And I think that goes to Diesel's point as well about, you know, doing what's best for the fans. I don't think the fans will like it, Diesel.
And you're forcing thousands of fans to choose.
Thousands.
And some of them are going to choose you. Some of them are going to choose their high school games.
It's a good point. Let's do this. Speaking of high school, Kevin, other high school football fans out there, you'll like this coming your way. Lou Bezjak of the state newspaper. Let's talk high school football playoff projections and more with Lou next.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.